You're on your way to Petrified Forest National Park. Here's the first of several notes about this gem of a park and what to expect. It's an amazing place, and the namesake fossilized trees are only the beginning of its scenic and scientific wonders. The park could just as well have been called the Painted Desert National Park for its sculpted and strangely beautiful landforms, striped with vivid color. It was an early Spanish explorer who first called this place El Desierto Pintado, the Painted Desert. Petrified Forest has more than 1,000 identified prehistoric sites, so it's an archaeological park too. Finds cover the entire history of human presence, which began with nomadic hunters who arrived in the area more than 10,000 years ago. Visitors can admire panels of rock art from 1,500 years of imagination and artistry. You can walk among stone ruins of an ancient pueblo built 900 years ago. At another site, ancients built an exquisite structure of petrified wood that's now partially restored. The park opens a window on a much more remote past. The mineralized logs lying out in the ground can look remarkably like trees that just fell. But every species of tree you'll see in the park is extinct. The trees grew in wet tropical forests in the late Triassic period, more than 200 million years ago. At the time, dinosaurs were still small upstarts in a world ruled by strange giant reptiles and even more bizarre creatures. Picture a 1,000-pound killer amphibian lurking in streams, like a nightmare salamander 15 feet long with teeth like a crocodile's. Such animals are called metoposaurs. Paleontologists have unearthed fossils of more than 200 late Triassic species. Though the strange creatures of that age are mostly long vanished, we live with their legacy. Actually, we're part of it. All major types of land vertebrates got their start in the Triassic period. This distant past is our prologue.